Hello, everybody. I'm Eric. I'm an alcoholic. You know, I've heard a ton of people say, like, oh, they come and ask me right before the meeting to speak. And it's never happened to me because I've never been sober long enough for them to ask me to come and share anything with anyone. I used to live here a long time, for 20-something years, but I moved to Port St. Lucie. My sobriety date is March 26th of this year. I have a sponsor, and he says he has a sponsor, although I've never met him, but I believe him. And let's see, I'm in a pretty good mood because I went to court and I got good news, and I also made some killer meatballs. I'm visiting my mom. I did, and it's good that she'll let me come over and stuff, because it was like 7 or 8 months ago. I had like just got out of a detox, and I was, you know, drinking all morning, and I don't remember if I was Baker acted this time or not. I've been in so many times, but like she was driving me home, and they threw out my liquor or whatever, and I was freaking out because I was, you know, like just totally zonked out, and I'm like, if you don't stop at a liquor store, I'm gonna jump out of the car. And I'm like opening the car, and we're on the highway, and she's like, you know, and so I guess that's a good segue into what it was like. That's what it was like for a long time. Let's see, the first time I drank, I blacked out. I was like 13 or something, and it went on from there. I mean, I drank a whole lot. I just drank a real lot. I was in college, and at some point I called my mom, and I was like, I really should quit drinking. This was like 5 years ago, and I moved in with her, and I was unemployed, and I just drained all of my money out of the bank account, and it was all on like cheap vodka, just like volumes and volumes of it, you know what I mean? So I would like drink and then pass out, and then wake up and drink some more, and then pass out. You know, I was never someone who would like drink a little bit and stay drunk the whole day, because I would always drink like way, way too much. It became really, really miserable and like total despair. You know, it became really suicidal. I kept going to bake racks and detox, and the cops would come, and I kept getting kicked out of where I was living and stuff, or like passing out naked on the front lawn and stuff. I mean, and it was really, really bad. So after living there for a while, I was like, okay, every time I get a DUI, they tell me about AA, so maybe I'll give it a shot. Because I've had like 4 DUIs. That's why I was in court. And I'm not in jail. See why I'm in a good mood? So I went, it was this little place in Riverview, and it was like all these old people saying the same thing. I was like, oh, and then I met this dude right back there, Kevin, and he was like, hey, come hang out, and I'll show you some other stuff. And I'm like, I really don't like people. So I mean I really had isolated myself to the extreme. I mean, you know what I mean, just totally didn't want to face the world, didn't want to see any people. And so anyway, long story short, I met a sponsor. He now lives in Japan. I bet a whole lot of you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Rich. And got introduced to, you know, the young people's group, and saw how happy everyone was. And you know what I mean? I was like, cool, this AA thing's going to work. I can get sober and still drink, and it's going to be great. And that didn't exactly work out. And so, you know, I was like half-assing it all the time, you know, like half measure veiled of nothing. You know, I did a whole lot of that. And you know, it kept getting worse, and I kept getting just super depressed and stuff. And, you know, and I couldn't use the excuse of like, this is all I know, because, you know, I knew there was a way out. So, I don't know, some stuff happened. I decided, I was in one of the detoxes. One of my old sponsors, he was like, I guess he knew some law, like if you get Baker acted 3 or 4 times within a certain amount of time, they make you go into like a treatment center, and he was really pushing for that. So, you know, when I called him all like, oh, I want to kill myself, he's like, good, this is perfect, I'm going to get him into, you know. So, how much time do I have? Okay. All right, 10 minutes. So I went to one of my other sponsors. He had went to this rehab like 5 years ago, and he's like, it's a really good rehab, you know, get Willie as a counselor if you can. and really didn't work there, but that really has nothing to do with it. So I went in, and you know, I did the whole rehab thing for like a couple months, and then I got out, and I came right back to Tampa, and I got right back in an apartment, a different one, because I'd been evicted, but, you know, I was living alone again, and I don't know, the isolation kicked in. I can't really tell you what it is, but anyway, I didn't stay sober that first time, and you know, I caused a big mess of things, got arrested again, you know, same old story. So I decided, I was on one of those, like, you know, the book says all this kind of stuff, like the jumping off point, and it was quite literal. It was, what's that bridge called? The Sunshine Skyway? And I called the rehab, and I was like, I was talking to this crazy crackhead guy with one eye that looks up this way, who's one of the counselors there, and he is. And he really, he talked me through, you know, not killing myself. And they actually sent a guy from Port St. Lucie to drive all the way down and get me. And they had to, like, get the cops to, like, break down the door and stuff. And so I went in a second time, and I was like, all right, I'm going to, like, literally do everything that I can. So this time, that's why I live in Port St. Lucie now. And it's really great. I live in a halfway house. I totally gave up my job, and I gave up my apartment. I had Goodwill come and clean out all my stuff because, you know, I don't want to have baggage. I wanted to start all over. So I went in and I actually, you know, did all the work in the rehab. And now that I'm out, I still associate a lot with them. You know, I'm in this halfway house. It's right down the street from this big place that has meetings every day. So I go there every morning at 8 o'clock. And I go to another one at like 5 or whatever, and 5:30, sometimes 7. I'll go to like 3 plus sometimes, and I hang out with all the people in A, and then I'll go back and I'll do their like their little group sometimes, which they let me come back to. And like I was saying about the like fear of people and isolation and everything, this one spiritual counselor guy, he summed it up pretty good. He's like, you basically just got to say yes to life, you know what I mean? Like, which it's kind of in contrast to say no to drugs, but he means it in a different way than that. Like, you know, just because like this guy John Gomez, I guess I shouldn't break. Well, you guys don't know who I'm talking about. Anyway, anyway. He would, you know, he'd be like, oh, you should come hang out with us. We're gonna go bowling. And, you know, my immediate response obviously would be like, no, I don't want to do this stuff. You know, I'd rather go, like, sit in my house and do absolutely nothing. And I'd be like, all right, let's start hanging out with these people. And I end up having a lot of, you know, a lot of fun. And they always want to go to meetings after we do stuff. And so, you know, I'm going to all these meetings and I'm doing all this stuff. And now I have this huge group of people that I'm hanging out with, which I had the same opportunity here, you know what I mean? But I was still in the say no to life zone. I was like, no, I don't want to go out to eat with you guys or whatever. And let's say I'm in a step study now. It's an 18-week long thing. We're still on like 2 and 3. We haven't gotten into 4 yet. But I'm very committed to going to that step study, and it's 2 hours a week, you know, and they give us homework, and we're really, like, studying, like, to get to know the book, you know what I mean? Not just, like casual reading, like it's a freaking Michael Crichton book or something, you know what I mean? Like, to actually read it and stuff. And, I mean, I have a very positive outlook on where things are going. I'm really glad that I made those decisions. And, let's see. Oh, geez, 6 minutes. I don't really know what else to talk about. Am I good? All right, clap.